while moving from countries to countries to countries. As most of y'all know, that I was born in Morro, Liberia, which is a country in West Africa. Now, I was in Liberia. I lived in Liberia with my dad until I was 6. And things there was, from what I remember, it was a little different from what I remember. I remember I used to live around the river, so I used to see, like, my dad fishing with the net, growing crops, like, any vegetables or fruit that, you know, you can think of. We probably grew some. I wouldn't say all of them, but we probably grew most of them, because we used to live around the river, so the soil was a lot richer for growing things. But when we moved, and I mean, you know, I had a lot of friends there too that we used to play around a lot, you know, go around, go visit here and there. My dad used to take me. School wise, it was all about, you know, it was all about the books with my dad. You know, it was school, you know, come home, get something to eat, go to my teacher's house, study a little bit, and then come back home, do a little Bible study thing with my girl cousins and them before it was time for bed. And, you know, that was the usual routine. When we moved from Liberia to Ghana, things was a lot different. Okay, I mean, it wasn't different because of the people or the culture or whatnot, because Ghana is 2 countries over from Liberia, so the culture wasn't too different, the accent wasn't too different. It was pretty much easy to, you know, blend in. But when I moved, I didn't move with my dad. He stayed back. I moved with my mom. And, you know, my mom and dad wasn't together, so growing up, I didn't see my mom a lot. You know, I always wanted to see her here and there, and when she did come visit, it was like, oh, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, I thought moving with her and being with her more, because that's what I wanted, you know, would be good. And it didn't hit me until we got the gun on that, you know, they say be careful what you wish for. But it didn't hit me until we got to Ghana, when I started realizing how different things was. There wasn't Bible schools there wasn't like little Bible things every night, you know. We didn't read Bible stories and kind of talk about the lessons every night. It was basically, I was basically on my own thing. You know, there was family there supporting me and all that, but my mom was barely around. And she was the main one I lived with, so, you know, get out in the morning, go play with friends, you know, buy water to drink, you know, get money from family or ask. Basically, if I couldn't get it by asking, it was either, you know, you work for it or you end up stealing it. And, I mean, all those things came into play because, well, my mom was never around. So half the time I went to my aunt's and uncle's house. You know, they took me as like, they treated me as though I was their own child. But, you know, there's always that difference, being treated as their child and being their child. You know, you always tend to notice the difference in treatment as a child. So it was kind of different, kind of getting used to that. And getting used to not seeing my friends, you know, getting used to not being pressured so much into working hard in school, you know, all came with a hit. And, you know, but school in Ghana was, it wasn't so hard to get used to, or, you know, I mean, to do work, because if you didn't do work, you would basically get beaten. So, in order to avoid the beating, I did the work. It wasn't that hard. You didn't really have a choice. You know, school was there every day on time. The class every day on time. But that followed into moving from Ghana to here in America. You know, things got even more different because as I got older, I started realizing the effect not having parents around had, especially not having a dad, with the amount of different things that I had to go through. With, you know, being teased in school, being laughed at, with my accent, you know, kids picking on me, you know, fights starting because, you know, somebody would get in my face and all that. So it was kind of different. There wasn't no father figure around that could help me do those things. I just had a battle without myself. And when it came down to girls and all that, there wasn't a mother figure around too. So it all just went that way. And I wasn't being pressured so much in school. But, you know, I kept my motivation for a little bit. I did my work. I was an all A student. You know, even though I was put in a special reading class called ESOL, it was different, but you know, I got hit with a lot. Kind of trying to take care of myself at the same time, you know, learn. Basically, I guess you could say I had to grow up quickly at my age, at a young age. I had to grow up quickly at a young age. I had to, you know, watch my surroundings, you know, look at who's, you know, who I can trust, who I can't trust. Or I mean, not mostly about trust, but who's your friend, who's not your friend, or who's willing to be your friend, or who's not willing to be your friend. You know, so I was always the observer. I was the quiet one in the corner, just observing everybody and whatnot. And you know, in the house, it was a crowded house. We had about 12, 13 people in the house. So it was a crowded house. Even in the house, I was always the quiet one. I was always in the corner, you know, if not doing my homework, watching TV, or, you know, I mean, just looking at family arguing with one another, fights. You know, it was just that. And then, you know, basically that. So the transition was, it was hard here and there, mainly because of the fact that I had to grow up really fast at a young age, and also being around the places, the diversity of the places, because it's not easy, you know, I mean, being teased by kids and, you know, I mean, about what you wear, the way you look, the way you speak, basically about everything. Somebody, you know, I mean, making jokes or teasing you about who you is as a person, not even who you is as a person, but just how you look without even getting to know you. You know, it's kind of different, and getting used to the whole separation thing was kind of different, because those are things that I didn't have to do in Ghana or Liberia. You know, I just had to take care of myself, make sure, you know what I mean, I had this, make sure I had that. If my mom couldn't give it to me or I couldn't get it from a family member, I worked to get it. Even if I was just cleaning somebody's house, or, you know what I mean, washing the dishes for somebody, you know what I mean, anything to, you know, make a little money, I did. But when it came down here, it was the same thing, but it was, you know, it was just different. It was different. And it took a lot more of getting used to. And as most of you know me now, it's just, I'm quiet half the time. And it's because of those things, you know. I'm an observer. I don't like too much noise. But that's kind of the effect that moving from countries to countries had on me. And as you can see in there, and you know what I mean, what goes differently from moving from the countries. But that's about it.